victory in game three. One time they've done that this season. Only the Knicks have more line-of-fire wins as a three-pointer rains in from Derek White.
All his other teammates to say have words and say what they think the problem is. And he said what caught him by surprise was Kevin Love. When he asked Derek White, just hit a three right there. He said what caught him by surprise was Kevin Love.
Bam Adebayo turning that leader that... No, that's something that's been a process here. White is cooking after this first time out. Derek White.
Big guys have defended well today.
Tyler Hero.
Oh, no.
This is a 13-2 run for the Boston Celtics. And White hits another one. He's having one of those nights already.
When I coach Marcus, hey, look, just be ready. If your brother gets hurt, come back in the locker room. Nice. We'll put the uniform on.
Oh, there's Derek White. Stays hot.
Yeah.
19 for White. It struggled from the line. His Hero just lost the handle, threw it off the back of White's head and into the hands of Horford. Derek White just fielding right now. Oh, my goodness. On a heater in the home of the Heat.
Drew Holiday. Finds White.
Traffic as well. Adebayo now with 14 points to go along with 10 rebounds. He's got another double-double. And White again! Derek White, more contact. That was an interesting little occurrence there with the tease and the flagrant. Let's talk about that for sure. Derek White keeps stacking them up. How about 35 for White tonight?
Against the best offense in the league.
Derek White, why not? 38 for Derek White tonight. His eighth three-pointer.
Did Ray Allen come out of retirement? Or is this Derek White? I'm a little confused. 38 points from a so-called role player. Now, he's not really a role player. To me, he's a little more hybrid than that. But he's really considered like a role player. Just a piece that's added in to help out superstars like Jason Tatum and semi-superstar all-star Jaylen Brown, and you got Porzingis on the team. But all this talent on the team, with Porzingis going out, I might add, Porzingis went out in this ball game. Derek White stepped up, torched the Heat, three-point barrage, driving to the hole and one, dunking the ball. And maybe I need to change that Ray Allen and probably put into Stephon Marbury. Because he was doing it all tonight. He was cooking, hitting threes all over the place, driving this team. There's no way in this series that I felt like Miami Heat was going to win it. Going into it, I knew they chances are very slim to none to win the series. But when you let a guy like this go off of 38 in a playoff game, that pretty much marks your headstone. Tyler Hero is doing the best he can to stop this team from getting blown out every night they play. Number one option, Tyler Hero probably will never be. Maybe a hard two on another team somewhere. And that's kind of cutting a little bit. And you kind of can see it now when he's the main guy producing the offense. Yes, he can create his own shot. Yes, he can hit the three. He can go off the dribble and all these other things. But at a high rate, you're starting to see some chinks in his armor. He'll start turning over the ball. He'll start throwing up wild shots when he has to put out a lot of energy for this team on offense. Bam as well. They're very hot pressed, trying to stay afloat with Jimmy Butler out. Jimmy Butler, yeah, he's getting older. Yes, he's injury prone, but him on the floor, he kind of stabilizes everything. Everybody don't have to do too much when Jimmy Butler is on the floor. They kind of can spread the ball around. Everybody cutting and slashing, give it to the key guys. Everybody that's not offense heavy. And you keep the defense guessing a little bit. But right now, everybody's open to shoot. Everybody's open to drive. Everybody's wanting to be the hero. Not going to beat a Boston Celtics team like that. Their defense is too solid. They know who they are. Their offense is too good. Got too many one-on-one players themselves that are greater at it. And right now, they're just waiting the series out. Because the Heat will be eliminated. It just win. Will it be the next game? They got one more to give it a good shot. And everybody has to have it rolling for the Heat to win. All of the role players. Including Tyler Hero scoring 35 to 40 points. Bam has to be owning the paint. He has to be playing out of his mind. And you better hope Porzingis can't give it a go next game. That will help your chances just a little bit. Not much. Because you got Derek White, the MVP, obviously, of this game. Playing out of his mind. Talk about a great pickup for Boston when they brought this guy in. They didn't think they was getting this type of guy. He's been playing above his standards since he got there. I've been watching this guy for the last two seasons, man. Hitting big shots, driving, picking his spots. Not giving you too much, but giving you just enough. Now he's considered a combo guard. Defense and offense. And the shooting, nobody knows where that came from. Guy's sharp shooting now. Along with his ball control, he don't turn the ball over. He makes smart decisions. They have their hands full in this series. But like I said, no one believed the Heat will get out of this series. So it's not a shock in that area at all. We talked about it early in the season by Jimmy Butler. They're going to have to get somebody else in there. They're going to have to help Jimmy out. They're going to have to move this roster around a little bit. They missed out on a Damian Lillard. They really wanted him in. That might have changed things a lot, but it didn't happen. So what's happening to this team and Jimmy Butler being out at this crucial point in the series? No shock to anybody. That's something that's going to happen continuously throughout Jimmy Butler's career if he decides to stay in Miami or if he decides to go elsewhere. His time has came and went. He's going to give you spurts. He'll give you spurts of greatness. That's what the old legends do. But when it comes down to it, you got to have other pieces in place to string these guys along. Jimmy Butler is one of them. He needs a lot of help. He cannot carry the load anymore. You just need to get him down to 5-4 minutes left in a game. He can rally you then. You put the ball in his hands, he can rally. He can make some plays. He can get down in the post. He can hit his turnaround jump shots. He can get to the free throw line. Slow the game down a little bit. Lock his man up. But if he got to go a whole quarter, sometimes even a half a quarter, if he played majority of the minutes in the first half, he's going to struggle. You got to bring him along. So, yeah, it's a little frustrating in this series. But the best thing that can come out of this for the Heat is try to man up this next game. Just try to extend it. You got your one. Just try to extend it. It's house money right now. You win next game, you start to put that pressure back on the Boston Celtics. Nothing's wrong with that. Nobody's expecting you to win it, but put pressure on the Boston Celtics. Bruise them up a little bit for next series. Whoever they're going to be playing. And what a night. Lakers eliminated. That was a hell of a game going down the stretch. Jamal Murray, a guy that wasn't even going to play hit another game-winning shot. Hit one in game two, and now he hits one in game five. Unbelievable. OKC swept the Pelicans. No Zion. Feel for him just a little bit. Guys worked hard to get to where he's at right now. Trying to put all that stuff behind him, and then this happens. Big decisions next season. Can you trust him? He's been injury prone his whole career so far, up to now. Can you invest in more money? Can you invest in an extension? Can you say he's going to be here for the long run? Me personally, I would try to move him. Yeah. I don't know. See what you can get back. Somebody willing to do a trade. I think he'll have pop-ups like this along the way, the rest of his career. I don't wish nothing bad on a guy. I just know when you're injury prone like that and you've been through so much with your body, it just doesn't get healed overnight to where you're starting to play 70, 75 games each season. Usually doesn't work that way. Suns. I'm just going to go through this real briefly. Actually, I was going to make separate videos talking about these teams. Might still do it. I don't know. Three-headed monster in Phoenix. Their situation, I'm going to be honest with you, I will blow that team up. I will not bring that big three back next season. If you do, it will be the same results. Same results. I know things are going around right now. They're saying KD to LA, make the trade, offload the LA Lakers, role players, bunch of those players, put them on the Phoenix Suns. Hey, that might work out. But whatever's going to happen, you can't bring those three guys back on that floor next season. You're going to get the same results. Those three guys are pretty much the same type of players. They need the ball in their hands. Nobody's willing to take a back seat, obviously. Booker needs his shots. Kevin Durant needs his shots. Bradley Beal needs his shots. Early in the season, I said Bradley Beal got to be the one to take the back seat. He just got to pick up where it's left off. When they go to the bench or just defer. Let KD cook. Let Booker, them play off each other. Role players, they just fill in. Don't seem like it worked that way. To me, the chemistry's all off. They haven't played a lot together to begin with. And in their mind, they're probably thinking, oh, let's come in next season. Everybody be fully healthy. We go all through training camp. We'll have a full camaraderie with the guys. No injuries. Full season together. It's going to work. I don't know. I would bet on it won't. If those guys really took a backseat, all of them got to take some kind of backseat. I mean, like, think team-oriented. Who's going to get the ball majority of the time running offense through them? I think it should be Booker. He's shown that. It is his team. KD fill in along the way. But I don't think KD need to shoot 30 times a game. No. He need to cut that down to 18-20. Bradley Beal could be around the same or a little less, just depending. Who got it rolling? Who's feeling good? But yeah, man, them Timberwolves, are the real deal. Anthony Edwards. Guy's here. He is here, and it will be his league before it's all over with. That guy has some passion for this game. And the talent, the athleticism, the cockiness, wanting to go after guys, the way he talks, everything is positive. He believes what he's talking about. And it's going to be dangerous. It's a new sheriff in town. The young is filtering out the old. It's a new day. We're getting some new blood in these playoffs going deep. Oh, yeah. LeBron's gone. KD's gone. You know what I'm saying? All the big heavy hitters. They're getting eliminated. Now we're going to find out if Kawhi's going to be gone with the James Harden and the Paul George by Luka Doncic and the Dallas Mavericks. See how that series is going to turn out. It's going to be amazing. And these Nuggets. Them and the Timberwolves. Oh, man. You just place your bets on that one. That one can almost go either way. That's going to be a series to watch. Plenty of excitement. Minnesota Timberwolves got the big men to contend with the Joker. Cause him a little, I don't want to say problems, but make him think about it. Get up under him a little bit. Make him change his shot. Then the guard play. Gonna be outstanding. Who will I be going for in that series? I won't be going for anybody in that series. I just want to watch a good basketball game series. So I let them wrestle it out. See who's a better team. I don't have no stake in it. I just want to see some good playoff basketball. Whoever wins it, let the best team win. Let the best team win. Four is out on East, New York. We'll see how that turns out. They're playing very well. Brunson. How far he's come from the Dallas Mavericks. Show flashes over there. Knew he was merging coming up, but did we know it was going to turn into this guy? No, not at all. This guy is rolling now. Like he can score 40 points any given game. But just think about if he had his partner in crime there. Just think about that. If he had Julius Randle there, be a whole lot tougher. Whole lot tougher. So I just wanted to come in real quick. Y'all let me know what y'all think about these playoffs. Who's going to win the championship? Is it still wide open? Like I said, my feet was to the fire. You knew who I was picking. I said the Boston Celtics. Who can argue with me when you got a egghead man up here hitting threes all over the place? And he's not even a star. He's not even the all-star. We're just going to call him a mega other, I guess you want to say.
Oh, no.
Shouts out to Shaq for the others. Because that's all he is. He's an other. But I tell you what, this guy's getting ready to make a whole lot of money. And what do we say when somebody needs their money? Pay the man.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Shut down. Let's up on this. Give me the money. Done talking. Give me the money. You hear my dog barking. Give me the money. Done talking. Give me the money.
banks, guys, the dollar sign. Hey, 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 a check is fine. 1S, two lines, guys, the dollar sign.
So whether it be in Boston or he takes his talent somewhere else, his pocketbook gonna be very fat coming up soon. He deserve it too, no doubt about it. But it's gonna be a whole lot of teams wanna get their hands on him. Cause he's not gonna be a number one for somebody, but I tell you what, he possibly can be a number two. Possibly, he's playing that well. So yeah, Boston Celtics, man, would be my pick to win the whole thing, even though it's still wide open. But you got to go with them. Their depth, guy like this, Porzingis, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, any one of these guys can score 40 any given night. That's scary. And then they sprinkle in the other piece like an Al Horford, commanding down on that paint, rebounding, playing defense. They got some pieces, man. You got Pritchard. They got hard-nosed players, guys that just go in there and get it out of the mud. It's going to be interesting. It's playoff season, man. And now it's time to go for that championship. First round's about over with and done. Sealed up. But no shocker here. Miami Heat fall to the Boston Celtics. Hey, is what it is. They got a lot to think about. A lot to think about in the offseason. I mean, they got one more game to play, but I'm just saying, we know where they're going to be at. They just got to make some moves. Really think hard on the depth of this team. Get them another player out there that can handle the fort. Tyler Hero is kind of injury prone himself. He don't play the whole season. He gets nicked and dinged up along the way. Like I said, you got to have some insurance. That's all I'm saying. I know we like to get these undrafted players and like to plug in these guys and make something out of them. But hey, you ain't got a true number one. These undrafted guys don't mean anything. Nothing. Y'all enjoy yourselves. Been a hell of a playoff night. Texans, big draft picks. Team is filling out now. Oh, man. Like I say, man, it's looking bright. It's looking bright in Houston. The football and the basketball team, I can't say it enough. The foundation is finally built steady. Got two coaches on each side that are solid and leaders. The front office is starting to pay attention, starting to stop meddling in the business and just worry about paperwork stuff and let the guys that you hired actually do their job without you meddling. And the next thing you know, you can see results. So big things coming in Houston. No doubt about it. Proud to see it. But anyway, y'all enjoy the rest of y'all night. I think it's, we done moved into the next day. We're in Terrible Tuesday. Terrible Tuesday. Who's the MVP? I think that's a no-brainer, huh? The Ant-Man. Y'all enjoy yourselves. Thanks for your time. I'm out of here. GSQH, Good at Most Sports, Quick Hits. Peace.